covering Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph. We're holding about 20 lines up from the bottom towards the end of the line. It says Tana Rabbanan. We left off right before this story. Mishas Pitirosa Shal Rebbe. Omar, when Rebbe was about to pass away, he said, "The Bonai Anitzarach, he needs his sons. He wants his sons to come in to speak to him before he dies." So he told them, "You should be careful in the covenant of your mother." Then there, which they normally kept lit in the home, should continue to be lit in that place. The table should be set like it always was. The bed should be made as normal. Okay. Yosef Chofni, Yosef from the city of Haifa, and Shimon Ephrati, Heim Shimshuni Bechayai, Heim Yishamshuni Bemoisi. The same with those who took care of me when I was alive, they'll be the ones who will take care of the last
rights.
Well, the more said that they're going to actually join him in Olam Haba to be his Shemoshim there in Olam Haba. Okay. So Morris is going to go through everything that's said over here. Which is, I don't know why the two dots aren't before the Tana Rabbanan. Okay. So he told them, careful with your mother's covenant. So what exactly is he telling them? It's the mitzvah of the Torah. So Morris says, Eishas Av Havoy. When he said Imchem, is referring to his second wife. So that she wasn't their mother, he was just the wife of their father. So that he had to tell them. So Mor says, no, Eshes Av Nami the Raisa. So the chiyuv of giving kavod to Eshes Av is also the Raisa. The Tanya Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha. Sidarshan Es Avicha, Zu Eshes Avicha. So the extra word S is Marba Eshes Avicha. And Ves imecha zubal imcha. That's the word asked by the mother is to be marba chiv kavod to the husband of the mother. Bav yaseira the rabba says achicha gadol. The ves is coming to marba the chiv to give kavod to the oldest brother. Some more answers. Hani mili michayim. So this chiv of Eishes Av and Baal Aim is when the Av and the Aim are alive, there's a chiyuv to give kavod to their spouse. This chiyuv midaraisa, to give kavod to the spouse of their parents, doesn't continue after the parent dies. So he came and told them that he wants them to be, he's giving them a tzavua, that he wants them to be zoyer in kavod of their stepmother. Okay. Okay, so Rebbe told them he wants to have the nair lit as usual, the table set as usual, the bed made as usual. So the Morris says, my time. Why did he want that? So the Morris says, okay. Morris says, call Be Shimshi, Habi also the Beise. Rebbe would come back every Erev Shabbos. After he passed away, Rebbe would come back to his home every Erev Shabbos, and he wanted to have the table set. He wanted the bed made. He wanted the nair's lit. Okay. The Morris says, but this was done privately because of the fact that he was able to come back. It was not exactly something they wanted that it should be publicized. And Haubei Shimsha, there was one Erev Shabbos, also Shiva Vavta. So a neighbor came, and Karya Baba came knocking on the door. Okay. So Amra Amasei, so the maid servant said, Shtiku, the Rebbe Yosef, don't, you can't come in like, you know, talking loud, like you would walk in visiting the widow on a Tuesday because the rabbi's here. says, whoa. Once Rebbe heard that people knew about it, he stopped coming because, you know, he was able to have the schus to be able to come back and other people weren't. So people say he's a bigger tzaddik than the Rebbe Akiva. You know, so he didn't want to get involved in that type of thing, so he stopped coming. Okay, fine. I warned you, it's an interesting story. Okay. Yosef Chav, the Shimon Afrati, Hamish Amshuni Bechaya, Hamish Amshuni Bemoisi. So they assumed that that meant, but they now, that it's referring to that in this world, which means they're going to be the ones who are going to take care of the Kvura. But, they actually died right before he died, and they were buried before him. What he meant to say is, in the world to come, they're going to be joining him. Now, why was it important that he should tell them this statement? Because the lalemro milsa havoy lahu. That people will say, wow, you know, these two people died. It must have they done something wrong. So they said, no. He wanted to point out that it's happening because of the schus, his schus, that they should be there ready to take care, to accompany him. They passed away first. And people will say, well, These two people really were not such good people, and they really deserved to die. And only because Rebbe needed them to serve, that's why they were allowed to continue to live. And once Rebbe's about to die, they lost that schus, and that's where they died. So that's what people say about these people. He didn't want them to say. He didn't want them to say that. Now, exactly how it works in Olam Haba, that people are mishamish over the Olam Haba, yeah. I don't know. But I think I told you the story, right, with the Ruderman. I have my brother-in-law learns with the Talmud Chacham. There's a group of three Talmud Chachamim who learned the Nei Yisrael, which is considered maybe some of the top that Nei Yisrael put out. He was a tremendous Talmud of Ruderman. And they learned together every morning. And one morning he comes in and he's just like, he's physically trembling. And shortly after, Ruderman had passed away. So brother-in-law asked him what happens. He said that Ruderman came to him in a dream last night. And he said to him that he wants this person to come to Olam Haba to be Mishamishim. So he said in the dream back to Ruderman, what's going to be with my family? He says, I promise you that your family will have everything they need. I need you to come and be Mishamish. Okay?
Yeah.
So he said in the dream, Rebbe, I can't do it. I'm scared to do it. Why don't you go to so-and-so, the one of the other three of the Chabura, he should do it. This is what he said in the dream.
Okay.
Right? Then he woke up and he was like totally freaked out, is I guess what you would say it, right?
Yeah.
The Bachman would say it. So he called Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal, and he told him the story. It's like, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the morning. He called him. He says, do I have to fast? And he says, no, you responded in the dream that you're not coming. So you have no danger. So-and-so is now in danger, and you should call him and tell him that. And he should fast. Okay. So he really comes in like an hour later, he comes to my brother to learn, and he's just like, he's still like, you know, so whatever, I don't think that means Misham or somebody Elam Haba, but apparently such a thing exists and the Ruderman needed somebody. Okay. Okay. Amar Lehen, then he told the people which are there, the Chachmi Yisrael Nitzar, I need the Chachamim. Okay. Nichlesu Etz Lechachmi Yisrael, so the Chachamim came in. Okay. Amar Lehen, he told the Chachamim, Al Tis. Tisfaduni by Yoros, I do not want them to say Hespedim about me in the very large cities. The medium sized cities. Veshiva Yeshiva Lacher Shloshim Yoim. I want to reestablish yeshiva after 30 days. Okay, and the Morris is going to go through each one of them, why this is so. Shimon b'ni Chacham, Gamlil b'ni Nosi, Chanina bar Chama, Yeshiv b'Rosh. Okay, so I want the following. I want that Rebbe had two sons, Shimon and Gamliel. So Rebbe Shimon b'Rebbe should be the Chacham. And the Morris says, what exactly does that mean? Rebbe Gamliel should become the Nosi. And Rabbi Chanina bar Chama should become the Rosh Hashiva. Okay. Also, this beduni by Yoris. I do not want them to say Hispanic for me and the Yoris. So more says Sabr Mino. They thought it meant Mishum Tirchahu the Kamar, that the issue over here is going to be a Tircha. What's a Tircha? That all of the people who live in the little villages will obviously come in to hear the Hispanic in the cities. It's going to be a tircha on all of the people which are going to live in all the Kvorim. How can you not come to the Hespin for Rebbe? So he didn't want to do the tircha. But Kim and the Chazu, but he didn't say not to be Maspid in the Krochim, which is the very large cities. Kim and the Chazu, the Kasafti B'Krochim, the Kasa Kuliyama. Okay. So, anyway, everybody's schlepping. So they're schlepping to the ear or to the cross. So what's the difference? So why was he Machmed not in the Yoris? So Amri, they said, Shramino, Mishum Yakrahu the Kumar. He felt that the appropriate place to do it was in the larger cities. Okay. Hashiva Yeshiva Lacha Shlishim Yom. That means that the yeshiva we should restart the yeshiva after 30 days. For 30 days, they should take a break and focus on the loss of the Rebbe. Deloy Adifna mi Moshe Rabbeinu, Dixiva Yivku b'nei Yisraelis Moshe, Barbas Moyab Shloshim Yoim. So they, 30 days, they were being masked, and not longer. So he says, after 30 days, you have to stop doing that, and it's time to go back to just regular learning. Tlosin Yoimin Saftin, the Imam of Alelia. So for 30 days, they were masked by day and by night. They would continue saying Hispanim about the loss and recognizing the loss. Like most of we have a minute nowadays by a Godel. They say Hespid, by they say Hespid at the end of the Shloshim, the end of the Shiva. They say Hespid at the end of the Shloshim. They said Hespid every day. Right? They would say Hispanim. Instead of learning, they were constantly being masked over that period of time, by day and by night. They didn't stop saying let's pay him, but at least they would start the learning during some of the time. Okay, until 12 months were the 12 months of the year of the veilus ended, and then they stopped saying let's pay him. How Yermadash Kafti the Rebbe, the day that Rebbe passed away, Nofka Baskala Vamras, a heavenly voice came out and said, Kol the Haba Bashkafti the Rebbe, Mizumanu Lakai Oilam Abba. Any person who was there at when Rebbe passed away, he was there as part of the Ptira and the Kavura, is ready to go to Elam Haba. He's guaranteed. He's ready to go to Elam Haba. Whereas how Kaveis Kol Yama Haba Kaosi Kameh. There was a washerman who was the Morris has stories about this washerman. He was a tremendous chacham. He used to come to Rebbe every day. How Yama Loi also, but that day he didn't come. So Kiva the Shama, he hears this bas call that everybody was there. Is Muzumar Alam Haba, and he wasn't. So, of course, that, right? That was, he was a little bit sad about that. The Morris says, Solak Igra, he went up to the roof of Anofal Ara and he threw himself down, Umis, and he died. Yotzabaskal Vomra, Afa Ukaibis, Muzuman Hudlachay Alam Haba. So now this Morris sounds pretty strange. So the Maharik, I think it is. I think it's a Maharik. Says Pshat in the Gemara like this. Rishalmi says the story. I saw this quoted. Menachem Mendel Kasher has a sefer Torah Shlema. Yeah, the Shiva has it set over there, second column, fourth shelf, big fat set over there. Sorum. So he in Torah Shlema he brings every chazal and every pasuk. Where the most wild, and this is without, you know, the computers. Man, he had a photographic memory, and he's tremendous masmit. And he knew everything. So he wrote a sefer which he quotes every medrash, every chazal anywhere that there is, and each pasuk. And then he writes his notes on the bottom. So he discusses the following question. He wants it, the question which he's discussing is. Is Shabbos defined? Calculating Shabbos, the days for Shabbos purposes, do we calculate that based on a set of sunrise and sunset? So the person lives in the North Pole, right? So in the winter, the sun doesn't come up. In the summer, the sun doesn't go down. So Lachara, he has one sunrise, he has one set of sunrise and sunset. Over a 365-day period. So that one day? So you count seven of those, and then the seventh one is Shabbos the whole year? Or no, we understand that means corresponding 24-hour periods. Do you find it based on sunrise and sunset? Or, so a person lives near the North Pole, and even when the sun doesn't rise, the sun doesn't set, it's not static. As it gets closer to the time where the sun moves higher and lower, it's below the horizon in the winter, but it moves higher and lower. So there's clearly a time where it's indicative of the fact that it's getting light. But it never actually rises, you know. And vice versa, in the summer, there's a point where it gets lower, it dips closer to the horizon, and then before it goes to the horizon, it comes back up again. So it's clearly, there's a cycle, a 24-hour cycle. So what is it totally on? So he brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the story of Rebbe was like this. Rebbe was after Erev Shabbos, Yerushalmi says. And so they had a problem. They wanted to bury him, and they had to bury him with appropriate hespedim, but it's Erev Shabbos. So the Russian made a nace that the sun did not set until they finished burying Rebbe, saying all the hespedim. Everybody came back home. They set up their food for Shabbos, and they lit their neiris. And then the sun set. And immediately after the sun set, the sun came back up again because it's time for sunrise already. They lost the whole night of Friday night. So all of the people which were there said, "Oy vey, we were Mechallel Shabbos." Okay? The Rosh came on a basket and said, "No, don't worry. You're Mezumah Mechallel Mabo. It was not considered Chilul Shabbos, that which you did because the sun hadn't set." Came along the Kaivas and said, "That Bishlam and the people who were there by the Hesvedim, they did it because of Kavod Rebbe. But I was Mechallel Shabbos." So he went up to the roof and was Mekayim in the midst of Skila on himself, which is to be thrown out from a roof, because he's a person Mechallel Shabbos, this guy of Skila. And then he came out the Baskol, this is a Mechallel Shabbos. That's how Yerushalmi says the story. So the Marik grapples with, so what's the halachic mashmos of this story? Is the definition of Shabbos totally when the sun sets? Or the definition of Shabbos totally in when the time the sun should have set? Because really, that was the appropriate time when Shabbos is supposed to begin. The Russian made this nace and held the sun in the sky. But this is really Shabbos is supposed to begin, the nace notwithstanding. So how do you define it? So they were saying we're Mechallel Shabbos, i.e. the definition of Shabbos is when the sun is supposed to set, not when the sun is still in the sun actually set. Came out the Baskol and said, "No, you're Mezumah Mechallel Mabo." Which means it wasn't Shabbos yet. Came to the Kaivas and said, "That's not true. That really it is Shabbos." So the Baruch made an ace for that. Made this ace, so we didn't realize it, but really it was Shabbos. So he was busy doing his business of washing shirts, right, for people. But really it's Shabbos. The Bereshim did a chesed for those people who held up Shabbos and didn't do Shabbos because of Kavod Rebbe. Not being aware, they weren't noticing that the sun was like sort of like hanging in the sky. But really, it's supposed to be Shabbos, but since they did it because of Kavod Rebbe, the Bereshim said, "Don't worry, you won't get punished for what you've done." But me, I thought it was Mechallel Shabbos for doing washing. So I'm Chayv Skila. So Zot Marik, you see that a person has a right in a case where he did an Aveira to put upon himself, and he wants to, because of Kapara, he has a right to Mekayim in himself. It's not considered suicide, the Mekayim in himself, the key of Skila that which exists. That's how Marik learns the story. So Rav Kasha brings this as a raya in this discussion, is a definition of Shabbos, totally when the sun actually sets, or when would be the appropriate time the sun should set. That's the diyan. So that's how the Yerushalmi learns the story. Okay.
Do you ever hear anywhere else that a person can do skila on themselves?
The more has a few places, the more it talks about it. So, you know, Shaila is, you know, the applications are, you know, you have three of the applications. Okay.
Don't try this at home.
Right. Thank you. Okay. This, this, I promise you this book and the story is, I say this, this is a wild story. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Shimon ben Yechachim. So my comment, what does it mean, Shimon ben Yechachim? You made Rav Chanina bar Chama the Rosh Hashiva. You made Gamliel the Nasi. So what's in the gap that Shimon ben Yechachim? So my comment, Mursa Chachamar. You say like this, Al Misha Shimon ben Yechachim, Gamliel ben Nasi. Okay. So he said that even though Shimon is the Chacham, Gamliel, who was the Bechor, gets an Asiyas. So this is an important Yesod. We have a discussion who gets appointed to the position of authority. We do give it to the elder brother, the Bechor, even though his younger brother might be greater than him. And that's why if you see there's a tzion over here to the Ayin Mishpat in the Rambam in multiple places. He talked about it in Klei Mikdash, the Gabbai the Kohen Gadol, and Mehillas Melachim in regards to that this has applications. In, you know, we have two brothers. The Kohen Gadol dies, you have two brothers, and the younger one's a Chacham. We have the Melech dies, and the younger one is a greater. So who do you give it to? Right. So it has applications. Okay. Something more like this. Amar Levi. Sricha Lameimer. I mean, yeah, he's the Bechor. Like, why do we need to say this? So Rabbi Shimon bar Revi. So Shimon bar Revi said back. Sricha Lecha Lemitala Acha. Now I'm not. So Levi was lame. And a mitzvah is a person who's lame. He says, we do need you. And, you know, when he asked this question, so Rav Shimon was saying, yes, it was good that you schlepped yourself, even though you're lame, you came and schlepped to raise this question. Okay. So Moshe says, my kashale. So what exactly was this thing which is bothering Levi, which Rav Shimon and Rebbe pointed out was a good question. So like this, Ha'kraka Amar, V'samam l'cha nasan, the Yehara, Kihu Abachor, the Pasuk says they gave the Malchus over to Yehara. Because he was the Bechor, means even though he had other brothers, he got it, he's a Bechor. So you see that you give it to the Bechor. The Mor says, no, Ahu Mokum Mamala Mokum Avoisav Hava, Ramliel, Enoi Mamala Mokum Avoisav Hava. That in regards to stature, he wasn't of the same level as his father, whereas Yehoram was, and therefore it makes sense as the Bechor to get that position, whereas Gamliel was not, and therefore there could have been an argument to not give it to him. But Rebbe, my time of it, he said, why did Rebbe then give the position of the Nesias to Rebbe Gamliel, even though Rav Shimon was greater? He was in some way Mamala Mokama Voisav. He was a person who was fit to step into the role of his father because of his Yiras Chait, even though he wasn't the greatest Chacham. And Rav Shimon was a greater Chacham. Okay. there's a next step of the story which moves into more talking about Rav Chanina bar Chalma. So let's see Rashi until here. It's about 3/8 of the way up. I want it lit in there. It's a little shulchan on the table. Come a chat bechayai. Chalav Shabbos when you boil the besa, mishenifter kol chamon. He was going to come back home. So he wanted to make sure that the nair was lit. And she had what to heat. You have to learn on Shabbos. You need an nair. Should be lit. Yosef Chofni Dimin Chayfa. His name was Yosef from Chayfa. As a vichol call it S in Ribuyan. The word S is coming to include something extra. The side of the S is Marba, because we learned that the of S is that there's the primary element and there's a secondary element, that the S is like the Tofel to the Iker. You're expanding the Iker. So there's the mother, and then there's the husband of the mother. There's the father and the wife of the father. That chiyuv of kavod to the wife of the father is as a secondary element to the father's. It's only when the father's alive. Okay. Beis Shemshi means Erev Shabbos. So now the question is, why do you refer to Erev Shabbos as Beis Shemshi? So the word Beis Shemshi is the Aramaic way of saying Ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes happens every day. It doesn't just happen Erev Shabbos. The Rashi Benir Be'enai. The Fisha Ben Hashmoshes Shaloi Shagar Befi Kol. The Kol Chareden Elov Ligur Malachtan Achul Techshach Karle Beis Shemshi. That's the paradigm of a Ben Hashmoshes. You know, on a Tuesday I'm not sitting worrying about, oh, how long is Ben Hashmoshes and when does Ben Hashmoshes start? And you know, it's Tuesday, you know, it's not so important when Ben Shemoshes is. It exists on Tuesday, but it's not relevant. Erev Shabbos, everybody's worrying about, hey, when does Ben Shemoshes start? Because they make sure they get everything finished beforehand. So the paradigmatic Ben Shemoshes is always referred to people, that's called Ben Shemoshes. So he came back every Ben Shemoshes, means he came back Erev Shabbos, even though it sounds like he came back every evening. So that's not what it means. So he stopped coming. Rebbe had rishus to like sort of go in and out this world, that the tremendous schools that he was able to do that. And Elder Siddiqui didn't have that, so Kozman was private, so there wasn't a laws on anybody. But now that it's become public, it would be an insult to other Siddiqui, so he stopped coming. Several men know about day now, but they thought it meant that Yosef Chofni and Shimon Efrati should be Meshamashim in this world. Shoyim Mitzava, she is asked to be, so that they should be the ones who take care of the burial. Once they saw the Kadam Rasayah Lamar say, Haim Nikrud Kila, they were buried before him. So they realize it means they meant for the world to come.
Do we feel that? Do we have that concept, kind of? We always have, a lot of people say, oh, well, he went with him, they'll keep him company, they'll be.
Well, that's what the more saying. Yeah. So, how it works, I don't know how it works.
But to us, yeah.
There's a Gemara with a mashal that each person is totally distinct and independent from the others. There's a Gemara with a mashal, there's something called Masechta Derekiya, that they had a yeshiva together. So I don't know. So Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal, there's a sefer about Mashiach, you know, when Mashiach's going to come, how he's going to come, everything is like that. There's, what he did is he's malakas all of the chazals about what's going to happen, and there are contradictory versions in the chazal, and he tried to create this version where everything fits. So this is a yid in Muncie who's close to Rabbi Yaakov. He wrote the sefer. He went to Rabbi Yaakov for a haskama. So to the I know the person wrote it. I know the person. I don't know the person, but you know, I met him, I knew him, tremendous tzaddik. So Rabbi Yaakov wrote in his letter of the Haskama that he's not masking to the Sefer. Because the assumption that all of the Chazal should fit together is incorrect. There clearly are different divergent versions of how it could happen and arguments. And trying to make them all like one version is incorrect. to the person's credit, he's still on the publisher's safer. He published it with a Yaakov's letter in the front. So you open up the safer, you read the letter, Yaakov says, you know, this whole safer really is incorrect. Right? That's, you know, he published with Rabbi Yaakov's letter in it. So I don't know, you know, how Olam Haba works, you know, I don't know. You know. So I once had a cynic said to me, most people don't read Haskamas. So they almost ever says, oh, Yaakov has Haskama. You know, that's what happens. That's why he did it. I said, no, I know the person. It wasn't because of the cynic. He did it because the Ehrlichkeit, he felt he had no choice, but he asked Rabbi Yaakov. Yaakov said no. He had no choice but to publicize that, you know.
He didn't tell him not to publish it, though.
No. I think he asked him, can I publish it? He said, yes. You know, you have a right to have your opinion, you know. So why did Rabbi feel it was important to publicize this? I mean, yes, they died, they joined, but whatever happened to them happened, like, why is it important to us? He didn't want people to say about them when they die, they've done things which were usher to do. The fact that they were not zechah. Like, we imagine it would be a schus, the person, the people who acted as Shemos and Bechayim should take care of his last needs. That would be the schus. They didn't get that. Feist the guys, you go Milsa, that really, there was something wrong with it. And now we realize the Haidl Shkivu, Bishnei, the Rebbe, schus of the Rebbe, Agano Lyle, the Rebbe's schus protected them from this punishment. And now the Rebbe's about to die, they have no more protection, and goodbye. So you didn't want people to say that about these two people. Yosef Kofli and Shimon Efrati, so he explains that they're joining him in Olam Haba. Ayaris Gedolus al Kforim, Akrachim Gedolim Mehem. So in the sizes of cities, the Kforim are the villages, the Ayaris are the towns, and the Krachim are the cities, are the largest ones.
Traveling with this body and saying the Hespedim and all that, I mean, it's an awful lot of time until the
what?
Body's in the ground. Sounds like they kept him out for a while instead of burying the Rebbe. You know what I mean?
Kolzman, you're saying this, Spadim, it's not considered a.
That's not a delay?
It's not a delay. I mean, and historically, they would do the Spadim in the basic quarters. They would actually put the mace in, say the Hespid, and then they would fill the cavern. Now, what Rashi Reb Chaim told me. When Reb Chaim Mirza was nifter, so there were 13 hours of a spadim in the basic quarters. Reb Chaim Mirza was a galador. I mean, the undisputed galador. There was once Reb Chaim Mirza wasn't well, and there was a maisa. They were trying to pressure him to go. The matzav of the yeshivas in Europe was very, very, very. The situation, the financial situation was they were destitute. And there was a suggestion that Reb Chaim Mirza should come to America. If Reb Chaim Mirza come to America, his presence would be such a powerful impact, they'd be able to fundraise it. Reb Chaim Mirza was worried about his health. And there was a delegation who went to the Chofetz Chaim that he should speak to Reb Chaim Mirza to. And the Chofetz Chaim says, Reb Chaim Mirza is a galador. If his health is in danger, you're endangering Torah. You cannot pressure him to come to America. That's, you know, the Chofetz Chaim said that he was the Gadol Hador. So the Gadol Hador is passing away. He says, they spayed him for 13 hours. They went to Beis Olam, they put him in, and then they said they spayed him. But one person after another spoke. Yeshiva, yeshiva, lasik b'Torah. They'd go back to learning. L'achar shashim yoyim. Shal pitirosi miyad. L'ti asukim behesped. Stop saying it's paid him and go back to learning. Shimon Chacham, who? Come on, Parach, my comer. The more explicit says, he's a Chacham, so why support? What does he say? Chanina Barchama, Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva, become the Rosh Yeshiva. Some of them Shum Torah. They thought the issue over here was not to do in the Yoris, because it'd be a Tirch on the Bnei Kforim, and the villagers, the Smichel Yoris, they're coming near, they live near the cities, the Ayoris, the towns. Well, so the Mispah, if they say Hespedim, they'll come to the Hespedim. And it's a tircha, but that's what they thought. Kima the chos of the asbadu b'krochim. they said this made him in the big cities. And still, because of Kuli Alma, Meyoros, for him, everybody came in anyway. So it wasn't Althircha. Arishum Yakra, who the cover meant that the proper covet is to do it in the larger places. Yerma the Shkavte, Yerma Pitiros, the day that he died. Shikha the Mamer, the Gamil, Bakar Haba, and the Seal. The Yinit Haba, the Gamil, was the Bakar, should be the Nasi. So we need Lakha, Limitolach, Mitzloacha. Pisei Achaya, he was a lame. Kamina Be'alma, Levi, Achvi, Kida, Be'atla. There's a process called Kida, which is a very difficult process of Hishtach Avoya. And when Levi showed how to do it, he fell on his leg in such a way that he caused him to become lame. My Kashalei, the Reb Shimon, the Rebbe, Domri Tzicha Lememer, that we need to say it. My Tzicha Hakroksi, why did you say it? It's a pasuk. So the Morris says, because Ahuma Malamakam Avoysev, Yeharim was Malamakam Avoysev Havakamra, Ein Ba'achiv Chashav Mimenu. So he was just as appropriate to be going to the role of the father as anybody else. But Shimon was a greater chacham, and that's what they said. Even so, he was a malamakam avosav b'yiras chet. It's interesting. It tells the when the Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch was nifter, the Rosh Hashiva was nifter in 1931. So he left over. He had three sons. Reb Zalman was the oldest. Reb Mitzchak was the second. Reb Elmeir was the youngest. Reb Zalman said that Reb Yosef Leib was the Rav and the Rosh Hashiva. He was the Rav of the city and the Rosh Hashiva of the Yeshiva. Reb Zalman said, my younger brother, Rav Mitzvah, is a bigger Chacham than I am. He's a bigger Tamil Chacham. And he should be the Rav and the Rosh Hashiva. And that's what happened. Rav Mitzvah was the Rav of the Rosh Hashiva. And Reb Zalman was a Dayan in the city. So, yeah. Even though Reb Zalman was... In Yiras Chet, he was known to be a tremendously, he was a Talmud Chacham, he wasn't. But, okay. The Morris says, Chanina Bar Chama Yeshe Barosh. So the Rebbe said that Chanina Bar Chama should be the Rosh Hashiva. Lo Kibbo Rebbe Chanina. Chanina refused to accept the position. Shoy Rebbe Ephes, Golo Mimeno Shtei Shonim Mimechso. Rebbe Ephes was 2.5 years older than him. And he felt out. He didn't want to hurt Rabbi Ephes. He refused. Doesn't take the position of being the Rosh Hashiva when Rabbi Ephes was alive. So Yosef Rabbi Ephes Bereishis. So they appointed Rabbi Ephes as the Rosh Hashiva. Yosef Rechina Avroy Rabbi Chanina. However, he did not sit as a Talmud with Rabbi Ephes being the Rosh Hashiva. He was Gadol Mimeno, so he sat outside. Vosav Levi Yosef Gabe. So you have Rabbi Ephes as the Rosh Hashiva. He has the whole yeshiva, and Rabbi Chanina is sitting by himself in some place. So Rabbi Levi made himself a Talmud. He sat as a Talmud by Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina shouldn't be by himself. Now, Noch Navshe the Rebbe Ephes. Now, Levi wasn't really a Talmud Be'etzem. He was a cover. So, Noch Navshe the Rebbe Ephes. Yosef Rebbe Chinah Bereisha. So now the Rebbe Ephes was Nifter. So Rebbe Chinah became the Shashiva. Well, Ahavi Levi Inish Lemesim Gabe. So now Levi had nobody to sit with because he didn't to sit with all the Talmidim be a Talmud as to Rabbi Ephes as the Rosh Hashiva, which would mean he'd be Meshubed. Excuse me, as Rabbi Chanina as the Rosh Hashiva, that he wasn't appropriate for him either. The two of them sit together. It's a Chavrus Hashav, But now, so Levi had nowhere to go. Because of the Bavel, he went to Bavel. Okay. So Vahana the Amrle of the Rav, and that's what the Morris says that they told the story, which we hear, they told Rav. The Gaba Rabba Ikla Nahardor, that this tremendous Talmud Chacham came to the city of Nahardor. Umatla, and he was a lame person. Vidorish, and he said a shir, he said that Klila Shari, it's mutter to marry, excuse me, it's mutter to It's mutter to walk outside wearing a certain type of adornment, which is like a crown, on Shabbos. So Rav, Omer Shmami No, Noch Nafshi the Rebbe, Ephes. It must be, so Rav made this thought, this line of reasoning. Who could that be? It has to be Levi. That a person should be able to have, he's lame, he's a Gavra Rabba, and he's willing to go up and say such authority, such a halachic issue, which was in the Machlokes. Has to be Levi. Why is Levi in Bavel? It must be the reference was Nifter. And Rav Chanina became the Sheshiva, and Levi had nowhere to go. So Omar, he says, Shlomo no noch nafshi the Rebbe Ephes, and Yosef Rav Chanina Bereisha, will have the Levi in a Shemesa of Kepay. Because so that was Rav's deduction. The Mora says, "Ve'ema no, Rav Chanina noch. Maybe Rav Chanina noch. Not maybe. What the story was? This is his deduction. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe what the story was that Rav Chanina died. Rabbi Ephes could Yosef Yosef. Rav Ephes is still sitting as Rosh Hashiva. Well, have the Levi in this the Meitzav Gabay and invite the Levi had nobody to sit with because of the also." Okay, so how did Rav know his deduction? Some more gives two tzurutzim. You boys say one. If you, one answer you could say is Levi the Rebbe Ephes make of Havikayif Levi, that Levi would have made himself lowered himself in front of Rebbe Ephes because of Rebbe Ephes's age. You boys say more. Kima Dama Rebbe Chinin Barchama Yeshav Barosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh said that Rav Chanina Bar Chama is going to come to Shiva. Seemed like Rav Chanina refused it. It's impossible that he didn't eventually become the Rosh Hashiva, the Melech, the leader. It says that they will be Goyzer and the Bereshim will make it happen. So if Rebbe said that he's going to be Rosh Hashiva, it's impossible he should die first and never become Rosh Hashiva. So the only way the story could have happened is that Rebbe Ephes did was Nifter, and Rebbe's statement became true that Rav Chanina Bar Chama became the Rosh Hashiva, and that's where they became the Bob. What? Okay, that's all that's here. We're holding the middle of the story, or the conversation.